Developed by experienced professors and professionally narrated for easy listening, this course is a valuable tool when preparing for your independent school entrance examination test, or ISEE. The audio is focused and high yield, covering all three levels of ISEE, focusing on what you need to know to pass your exam. The material is accurate, up to date, and broken down into bite-sized chapters. There are quizzes and key takeaways sections following each chapter to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. This guide will prepare you to do your best on the ISEE test. ISEE stands for Independent School Entrance Exam, and it's a test used by independent schools, which are usually called private schools. In order to determine if a student is a good fit for their school, this chapter will cover the basics of what you need to know in order to take the ISEE. The rest of the chapters in this guide will review the academic content that you will need to know for the test. There are four levels of the ISEE, and the level a student should take is based on the grade that they will be entering. The primary level is for students who are entering grades 2 through 4. The lower level is for students entering grades 5 or 6. The middle level is for those entering grades 7 and 8. And the upper level is for students going into grades 9 through 12. On the primary level, there are slight differences between the tests, depending on whether the student is entering the 2nd, 3rd, or 4th grade. The structure and content of each test will be covered in other chapters. The primary level test is only offered on a computer. There is no pencil and paper version. Before the test begins, the test administrator will be sure that the student is comfortable using the computer. You can also prepare by going to the ISEE website and seeing what the screen will look like during the test. For the middle and upper test levels, you can take a pencil and paper test or a computerized test. If you take it on a computer, you will be given scratch paper, and you will have to type your writing sample. The paper test is only available for grades 5 through 12. If you take the paper test, you will need to handwrite your writing sample in pen, and you will be able to use the test booklet as scratch paper. Both the paper and computerized test have the same number of questions and the same time limits. With the exception of the writing sample, all questions are multiple choice and will each have four answer choices. If you have a disability, you can request testing accommodations. The ISEE has three testing seasons each year. There's a fall season, which consists of August through November, a winter season covering December through March, and a spring and summer season, including April through July. Students can take the test once per season. You should register as soon as you can, since it is possible for a test date to be full. You have to register at least 2 weeks in advance. You can register online at erblearn.org. There are some general things that you can do so that you are prepared to do your best on the ISEE. In addition to studying the material in this program, the most important thing that you can do is to read a lot. Reading helps to build your vocabulary, and a good vocabulary is important to doing well on the ISEE.